Unit 7. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension. Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1. The US art auction house, Sotheby's, is gearing up for one of its biggest sales of the year, an auction of Impressionist and modern art to be held this week. It's expected to fetch a total of around $180 million. Sotheby's may hold an auction twice a year, but this time there's a real buzz about proceedings. There are 55 major works up for grabs, but all the attention is on this one. Edouard Manet's Jeune Fille dans un Jardin, painted in 1880.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
The U.S. art auction house, Sotheby's, is gearing up for one of its biggest sales of the year, an auction of Impressionist and modern art to be held this week. It's expected to fetch a total of around $180 million. Sotheby's may hold an auction twice a year, but this time there's a real buzz about proceedings. There are 55 major works up for grabs, but all the attention is on this one. Edouard Manet's Jeune Fille dans un Jardin, painted in 1880.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
The U.S. art auction house, Sotheby's, is gearing up for one of its biggest sales of the year, an auction of Impressionist and modern art to be held this week. It's expected to fetch a total of around $180 million. Sotheby's may hold an auction twice a year, but this time there's a real buzz about proceedings. There are 55 major works up for grabs, but all the attention is on this one. Edouard Manet's Jeune Fille dans un Jardin, painted in 1880.
Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4. Father's Day will be observed this year on Sunday, June 21st. This special day to honor and celebrate fathers has 100 years of history. In 1909, a woman named Sonora Dodd was in church at a service for Mother's Day. She thought about how difficult it had been for her father to raise 6 children all by himself. She decided that since there was a day honoring mothers, there should also be one recognizing fathers. Sonora Dodd campaigned for the idea in her home state of Washington. The first Father's Day was celebrated in June of 1910. June was the month her father was born.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5.
Father's Day will be observed this year on Sunday, June 21st. This special day to honor and celebrate fathers has 100 years of history. In 1909, a woman named Sonora Dodd was in church at a service for Mother's Day. She thought about how difficult it had been for her father to raise 6 children all by himself. She decided that since there was a day honoring mothers, there should also be one recognizing fathers. Sonora Dodd campaigned for the idea in her home state of Washington. The first Father's Day was celebrated in June of 1910. June was the month her father was born.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
Father's Day will be observed this year on Sunday, June 21st. This special day to honor and celebrate fathers has 100 years of history. In 1909, a woman named Sonora Dodd was in church at a service for Mother's Day. She thought about how difficult it had been for her father to raise 6 children all by himself. She decided that since there was a day honoring mothers, there should also be one recognizing fathers. Sonora Dodd campaigned for the idea in her home state of Washington. The first Father's Day was celebrated in June of 1910. June was the month her father was born.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7. Every people has its own way of saying things, its own special expressions. Some of these expressions are easy to understand. As easy as falling over a log is one such expression. It describes a job that does not take much effort. Another easy expression is to go easy on a person. It means to treat a person kindly or gently, especially in a situation where you might be expected to be angry with him.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8.
Every people has its own way of saying things, its own special expressions. Some of these expressions are easy to understand. As easy as falling over a log is one such expression. It describes a job that does not take much effort. Another easy expression is to go easy on a person. It means to treat a person kindly or gently, especially in a situation where you might be expected to be angry with him.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
Every people has its own way of saying things, its own special expressions. Some of these expressions are easy to understand. As easy as falling over a log is one such expression. It describes a job that does not take much effort. Another easy expression is to go easy on a person. It means to treat a person kindly or gently, especially in a situation where you might be expected to be angry with him.
Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12. Two-year colleges in the United States are also known as community colleges. Students earn an associate degree, or they can train for a job for a year or two and get a certificate. Community colleges are less costly than other schools. Some international students can even get a year of education for free. The United States government and the colleges pay the costs in a program called the Community College Initiative. 6 countries took part during the first 2 years: Brazil, Egypt, Indonesia, Pakistan, South Africa, and Turkey. Two-year colleges in the United States are also known as community colleges. Students earn an associate degree, or they can train for a job for a year or two and get a certificate. Community colleges are less costly than other schools. Some international students can even get a year of education for free. The United States government and the colleges pay the costs in a program called the Community College Initiative. 6 countries took part during the first 2 years: Brazil, Egypt, Indonesia, Pakistan, South Africa, and Turkey.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks. Task 1. Listening and dictation. If you're like most people, computers are becoming a part of your life, and it helps to know how they work. They seem complicated inside, but by understanding just a few parts, you can see a simpler side of computers. This is computer hardware in plain English. You've seen them. They come in all shapes and sizes, but work pretty much in the same ways. In fact, if you could look inside these computers, they'd have the same basic parts. It's these parts, the hardware, that do a lot of the work in computers. To explain, let's look at something you already know, a house. One of the great things about living in a house is that you have room for all of your stuff. In fact, many houses have basements that become the perfect place for storing things you want to use later. And the bigger the basement, the more you can store. The same thing is true for computers. Instead of boxes and bicycles, we need a place to store things like photos, music, documents, and software. In a computer, it's not the basement, but a hard drive. A computer's hard drive is where you keep all the things you want to use later. And like basements, the bigger the hard drive, the more you can store. The basements aren't perfect. Going to the basement takes too much time whenever you need something. Closets on the main floor can help. They're small and make things easier to access when you need them. You don't need to go all the way downstairs. It's the same with computers. Some of the information stored on computers is hard for the computer to open quickly, because it needs to take the long way. To solve this problem, computers use RAM or random access memory. It makes information easier for the computer to access. This means RAM makes computers faster. Plus, this kind of closet gets cleaned out every time you restart your computer. Of course, houses have all kinds of parts that need to work together. It will help to have someone like a bolter in the house, making sure the house is always in working order. If it's too hot, maybe the air conditioning needs adjustment. When it's dark, lights are needed. Computers need this too. Something has to make sure all the parts run smoothly. In computers, this is called the processor. It's a tiny part that's like the butler of the computer. It sends and receives information, completes tasks, and puts the software to work. And the faster it can complete tasks, the faster your computer will be. If you're like most people, computers are becoming a part of your life, and it helps to know how they work. They seem complicated inside, but by understanding just a few parts, you can see a simpler side of computers. This is computer hardware in plain English. You've seen them. They come in all shapes and sizes, but work pretty much in the same ways. In fact, if you could look inside these computers, they'd have the same basic parts. It's these parts, the hardware, that do a lot of the work in computers. To explain, let's look at something you already know, a house. One of the great things about living in a house is that you have room for all of your stuff. In fact, many houses have basements that become the perfect place for storing things you want to use later. And the bigger the basement, the more you can store. The same thing is true for computers. Instead of boxes and bicycles, we need a place to store things like photos, music, documents, and software. In a computer, it's not the basement, but a hard drive. A computer's hard drive is where you keep all the things you want to use later. And like basements, the bigger the hard drive, the more you can store. The basements aren't perfect. Going to the basement takes too much time whenever you need something. Closets on the main floor can help. They're small and make things easier to access when you need them. You don't need to go all the way downstairs. It's the same with computers. Some of the information stored on computers is hard for the computer to open quickly, because it needs to take the long way. To solve this problem, computers use RAM or random access memory. It makes information easier for the computer to access. This means RAM makes computers faster. Plus, this kind of closet gets cleaned out every time you restart your computer. Of course, houses have all kinds of parts that need to work together. It will help to have someone like a bolter in the house, making sure the house is always in working order. If it's too hot, maybe the air conditioning needs adjustment. When it's dark, lights are needed. Computers need this too. Something has to make sure all the parts run smoothly. In computers, this is called the processor. It's a tiny part that's like the butler of the computer. It sends and receives information, completes tasks, and puts the software to work. And the faster it can complete tasks, the faster your computer will be.